The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Settebello Restaurant in Village Square in Las Vegas, where you should be. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information and good wines and great food on each and every episode. Thank you for sending me your inquiring emails sent from your home country, literally from all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from New Zealand, from Baja California, from France, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest artists are here. They're getting ready to taste a little beautiful red wine and some pairings coming from the chef here in the kitchen. My guest tonight is Adrian Graves, who is the general manager of Settebello Restaurant in Village Square. And Wines du Jour has been offering good information about food and wine and pairing for quite some time, and we appreciate your listening, and tonight is no exception. The choices are interesting for this evening, and I'm certain you will discover a little bit more about food pairing with wine in the future. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. And wine tasting is a sensory examination and evaluation of wines, in case you didn't know. Wines du Jour and Wines radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. And we're available, of course, on podcast and free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Wine is more than a beverage. It's a lifestyle. So don't touch that radio dial, and we'll be back with information, great taste. And I want to tell you, I have a special guest on the phone this evening that's calling me from Paso Robles, California. We'll talk about Paso Robles while we're on the line, and that's Jeremy Leffert. Jeremy, are you with me?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much for taking time to give us a call this evening. Tell us a little bit about some of your wines.
My name is Jeremy Leffert. I'm the director of winemaking for Rabble Wine Company. And we, under the Rabble umbrella, we've got two main brands. One is called Rabble, which they're all varietal wines. Grown in Paso Robles and throughout the Central Coast. And then the other brand would be Tooth and Nail, which is all from Paso Robles, and they're unconventional blends, all have a leading varietal.
Well, I have to tell you, the idea that you have and where you're located is about as perfect as it could possibly be. For those of you that aren't familiar with where Paso Robles is, you know where San Francisco is, and you know where Los Angeles is, and you go about halfway between the distance between San Francisco down to L.A. and make a right about 30 miles or so just past Hearst Castle, and you are in the beautiful area of Paso Robles. And it is a beautiful area. There's a lot of nice things there. There's several wineries there, and it's only because the condition of the soil and what we call terroir, all the different things, you know, how hot it gets, how cold it gets, how windy it gets, how breezy it gets, etc., etc., make up what we call terroir, and that determines whether grapes are going to grow well that you can make good wine with. And fortunately, Jeremy Leffert and his staff have found a really good area, and they have planted some grapes that are just perfect for what they do. How many different varietals do you have at the present time, Jeff?
Our company, we make about 30 different wines. About 7 or 8 are widely available throughout the United States. And you said it best, Paso Robles is an extremely special place to grow grapes and make wine.
Absolutely. Listen, we've got to go to a break, Jeremy, so if you'll hang on, we'll go to that break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about beautiful Paso Robles and some of your wines in particular. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Three friends, three unique perspectives. You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Sean Connery.
He could be 109. I'd still go out with him.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Where's Lewis?
He knows.
There might be a hall pass.
There's
a hall pass? No hall passes in my life. So.
Maybe you need to renegotiate that agreement.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria weekdays at 3 a.m. Pacific, 6 a.m. Eastern on CRN.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're talking with Jeffrey Lifford, who is the man in charge of, or I should say the director of winemaking, if you will, for Rabble Wine Country and also Tooth & Nail Winery in Paso Robles area. And Jeffrey, let's talk a little bit about Paso Robles, because the weather there is just beautiful for growing grapes and making wine. Am I not right?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Les. Paso Robles is special for a number of reasons. Number one would be the topography. There's lots of hills and lots of mesas. We have a wide variety of different soil profiles, which are suited for a number of different varietals. Although Cabernet is the number one varietal grown in Paso Robles, there's a lot of other great spots in Paso Robles for other varieties. And number two would be the weather. It's a warm climate. Hot days, but most importantly, cool nights. And some of the listeners may have heard of a diurnal temperature swing. That's the difference between the daytime high and the nighttime low. And that's potentially the most important reason that Paso Robles is so special, other than the soil. And what that does is hot temperatures in the daytime allow for good flavor development and accumulation of sugars, but it drops sometimes up to 50 degrees at night. And that allows the grapes to really retain their acidity.
Well, I wrote something. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is all a function of a geographical feature called the Templeton Gap, which is right near our winery. Hot air in the Central Valley rises, which creates a vacuum and pulls cold air off the Pacific, which is only about 17 miles away. So at about 5 o'clock, we get a dramatic cooling effect.
Right. Well, I wrote something here I'm going to read. It's one sentence, but it gives me a good idea, or at least I think it does, of what this area is all about. And the flavorful wines grown in the Santa Maria late morning fog is a good idea. Continually cool days and chilling in the afternoon winds, large in texture, velvet with fruit, minerality, and complexity, both in weight and the acidity that these grapes have just naturally here in that Paso Robles area. And I just want to mention something, Jeremy, before I forget, to let you know that I'm bringing a group of about 10 people from Las Vegas over to the Paso Robles area the first, about the middle of October, the 12th, 13th, and 14th, and I'll be contacting you. I'd like to bring them by, if you don't mind, to take a look at this beautiful place that you have, because truly, there is a castle that you're working out of. Is that not true?
That's absolutely true. We are on the west side of Paso Robles, and the first castle on the right. all the listeners can check out our website, toothandnailwinery.com. Or rabblewine.com. That's RABBLEWINE.com. So we moved in to the castle in 2014, We had been making our wine since 2008 in another facility in the southern part of San Luis Obispo County, and had been operating out of there, but really needed a guest center and a hospitality center to share our wines with the wine visitors in Paso Robles. So it's been a lot of fun, and watching this thing grow and getting to interact with our customers, you know, on a daily basis.
Right. Well, I want to ask you about yourself. How long have you been doing wines?
About 12 or 13 years I've been working in the wine business.
Oh, you came from Vermont area, if I'm not mistaken, did you not, to the Paso Robles area?
I did, through Santa Barbara. I did my undergrad degree at UVM in Burlington, and then moved to Santa Barbara and started working in the grocery business, and that's where I fell in love with wine, which segued me to Cal Poly for a master's program in viticulture, and then I began working in the cellars of a couple wineries in Paso Robles and started learning the business, and came on board with Rabble in 2015.
Well, with all the wines that you're making now, the toppings, if you will, or what we would call the closures, you're using a variety. It's not just one kind. You're using Stelvin closures, which we also call screw caps. You're using the standard cork closure. I think between Stelvin closure, screw cap, and cork, you've got the thing covered pretty well. What makes you decide which type of a closure you're going to put on a wine?
A number of factors. Number one would be what wine type it is. I prefer to use screw caps for aromatic whites. I feel that they have the ability to really lock in freshness.
Uh-huh.
And then for some, there's one of our red wines, which is under screw cap, and that's the Rabble Red blend. And we've chosen to use screw cap for that because it's a big restaurant wine for us, for on-premise and by the glass. And believe it or not, a lot of people in the service industry prefer a screw cap for the ease of service to their customers.
Yeah, I understand. It's quicker, I guess, is the reason for that, probably, huh?
Yeah, and one of the things that I'm passionate about is freshness and vibrancy in the fruit, and that's why I chose Diam as the closure for the rest of my wine. Diam is a micro aglo cork. It's made out of real cork, but it's very dependable, and there's little variation in the quality of each closure.
You know, that's a good thing that you brought up, and that's cork. You know, everybody thinks a cork is a cork is a cork, and we all know in the business there's, I don't know what the number is, but there's scores of different cork combinations. And like you mentioned, yours is 100% cork. An awful lot of wineries are using combinations of plastic and several other different ingredients made into the shape of a cork and used to close the bottle. However, I was going to ask you what you think about breathing. You know, some people think if you just take the cork out of the bottle, it starts to breathe, and that, of course, is not true. You could pull the cork out of a bottle and let it sit there for 3 days, and it wouldn't taste any different than it did the day you pulled the cork out, because there's only about a half an inch of air at the top of it, and it surely can't do much to the rest of the wine that's in there. But we know that aeration is a real good, important thing, and to get it aerated is pretty important. Sometimes you want to do it early. Sometimes you want to do it more on the late side. Does that help you make a determination on which type of a closure you're going to use?
Not so much. The closure decision has to do with how much oxygen I want transferring through my closure.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to base it on the kind of the level of that wine. Obviously, my higher end or reserve level wines are made and designed for longer term aging than some of the other wines. So there's many factors that I look at and what our customers are doing with the wines once they purchase them, because some people are, for example, laying down the possessor, the tooth and nail kind of flagship wine, you know, for 5, 6, 7 years. And as a winemaker, I need to be able to design the specifications of the cork so that the wine will not prematurely age.
Well, that's good to know. I think most people never even heard of what you're talking about. They never even thought it existed. So that's good. Good information, and I appreciate that. Now, I want to ask you a little bit more about that, if you don't mind. When you pour the wine out of a bottle into another container, it actually aerates the wine by relocating it from the bottle into whatever other closure you might have. And that aeration, if you read much about wines, you know that air and wine don't like each other. On the other hand, the exception to that is early on, when you first pour it out of the bottle into a glass or into another closure, and give it maybe 15 or 20, maybe 30 minutes to settle, it tastes better than it did when it was just directly out of the bottle. On the other hand, if you let it sit in that bottle or that glass for a couple hours and taste it, it isn't going to taste the same at all. And that's because of the aeration. Am I right?
Yeah, it's oxidation.
Yeah.
And I think most wines, or my wines, do benefit from a little air. My team takes a ton of care into the bottling of our wines, which we do not let any dissolved oxygen get into the wine. So the wines are very reductive in their, when you first open and experience them.
Uh-huh. And
that is very purposeful. Because one of our major tenets that we believe in with our winemaking is freshness. And one of the ways we achieve that is through that careful, reductive environment that we keep in the cellar and on the bottling line. But one of the things I like to do with a wine that's, you know, current vintage, so 2015 or 2016 for reds and 16 or 17 vintage for whites,
uh-huh.
I'll usually pour a glass and then sometimes give the wine a quick shake with the cork or screw cap on it.
Uh-huh.
And then continue to enjoy it. You know, my wines will sit on the counter for 3-4 days and just continue to improve. And that's really testament to my team.
Well, that's not easy to do, I can tell you that. So you guys are doing great.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about Santa Barbara area.
Okay.
The growing of grapes in that area seems to be about as ideal as you can get. You know, we know that wine is made literally in every country all around the world. Some of them are really good and some of them are fair. But it seems like most of the Central Coast area, the Paso Robles and so on, is a really good area for growing grapes and making wine. Is there something there that's a little bit different than it might be somewhere else, like in Oregon or Washington as an example?
Well, it's certainly suited to different grape varietals, at least in southern Santa Barbara County and San Ynez. It's a lot warmer. But I think the two factors that make all of these regions so special is, number one, the soil. Number two will be that diurnal temperature swing, because if you look at all the greatest growing regions throughout the world, they all have that dramatic difference between daytime high and nighttime low. Because, again, as you know, being a chef, that acidity is very important in what we eat. And that's just as important with the grape juice that We farm to make wine.
Yep. I agree with that 100%. I also know that you have come up with some unique labels. We're talking about the way they look, not just what's in the bottle, but the label itself. We've got to go to a break here pretty quick, but when we come back, if you will, I would like to talk about some of the pictures or artwork that you have on your labels, because it's absolutely gorgeous. And we'll talk about that and how it works in the retail market in the store with a pretty picture on a label as opposed to straight writing. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast. We're talking with Jeremy Leffert, the director of winemaking at Rebel Wines. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Life TV.
Have you purchased a wine refrigerator or put a wine cellar in your home? Maybe you have a new wine rack. Great news, but what wines will you buy to stock your wine rack? Let me, Michael Horn, help. I'll find the wines for your wine cellar with your taste in mind. We'll determine what varietals, Cabernet, Pinot, Chardonnay, what types of wine, California, French, Italian, you like. We'll find you one-of-a-kind wines from all of our friends we interview daily on the What's Cooking Show and the What's Cooking on Wine Show. On a budget, we'll find you the best affordable wines. Want hard-to-get library wines? We can source those for you, too. And if you need cigars, let L.A. Rams sports legend and iconic actor Fred Dreyer make your selections. Hey, we could even host a wine dinner for you or set up a sports cigar party with Fred. Call me, Michael Horn, at the What's Cookin' Today Show. Call 818-818-6400. That's 818-818-6400. Let us find the dream wines of your lifetime.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Colombo's. Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. What happened to summer? You turn around and it's gone. So what do you do? Solution. Either stop turning around or head on over to Colombo's and enjoy the most delicious steaks imaginable. Seafood that brings awe and wonderment to your happy little taste buds. Colombo family Italian recipes so special, they're kept under lock and key at an undisclosed and secure location. Jazz every night and the world's greatest meatballs. Need I say more? Oh, but I will. Enjoy the summer and head on over to Colombo's Italian Steakhouse. Good Time Central. Colombo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Colombo's. Mangia.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're here talking with Jeremy Leffert, who is the director of winemaking for both Rabble Wine Country and also Tooth & Nail Winery. That's kind of a neat name. How did that come up?
Which one, Rabble or Tooth & Nail?
Yeah, well, Rabble, I guess, is just both. Could you tell us a little bit about both?
Well, we are a Rabble Wine Company. We're the disorderly mob. It's all about unconventional and pushing people to think and drink differently. We're disruptive, and it all starts in the vineyard. And under that umbrella, we've got Tooth & Nail. But Rabble was born in 2010 and sports some pretty cool artwork to go along with the really great wine. All the artwork for all of our brands is in the public domain, and the artwork from the Rabble brand is inspired by the Nuremberg Chronicles. So it's all these scenes of Mother Nature destroying these cities. So it's really kind of in the spirit of the power, the sheer power of Mother Nature. And the red blend that you've got in front of you shows the comet destroying Florence. And just 2 weeks ago, we launched our own Rabble Wine Company app that has some augmented reality. So you download the app and hold it over our label and watch it come to life.
No kidding.
And
that's pretty cool.
This is kind of the next wave of us as a winery trying to engage our customers and communicate with people that we can't talk on the phone with.
Right. Well, that's pretty neat. Jeffrey Lebert, I know you're a busy guy. I need to let you go. Tell you do a beautiful job with your wines, but I don't have to tell you that. You've got a good palate, and you know darn good and well they're as good as they can possibly be. Your pricing is very negotiable. I have to tell you, you could charge more for your wines if you wanted to, but thank goodness for people like myself and other retail consumers, your pricing is very good. Very, very good in terms of quality versus what you pay for it. So, folks, when you get an opportunity, go check out some of these beautiful wines that Jeremy Lefford has made. So I'll let you go, Jeremy. Thank you very much for calling in and talking with us, and also for allowing us to discover some beautiful wines that you're putting on the market.
Thanks for having us, Les.
You bet. Okay, next I want to go to where we are here today. We are at a location called Settobello. Settobello is not an Italian name, even though it's an Italian-type restaurant, but it's mostly a pizza parlor, if you will. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the uniquenesses of that, because we all know that pizza originated in Naples, Italy. At least I hope you know. Now you do, anyway. Naples, Italy is where they first made the very, 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 very first pizza, and continue to be the number one pizza location in the whole world. Now, the type of dough that they make and that they started out making in Naples back when they originated the pizza is what we would call a soft dough, almost what we would also call a wet dough. It's very, very unique. It's not something that you put in the pizza oven for 5 or 10 minutes. In fact, the pizza oven here, which is imported from Italy, is copper. You can look over all you sitting here, take a look at it. The internal temperature of that is about 1,000 degrees, which is about 200 degrees hotter than most pizza places. And that's good. The hotter, the better. And what that means is because it's hotter, it cooks quicker. So believe it or not, instead of 3 to 5 minutes to cook a pizza, you may take 8 or 10 minutes in your oven at home, but here in a 1,000-degree pizza oven that they have at Settobello, it takes about 1 to 1.5 minutes to cook the pizza. And let me tell you, there's a couple things you want to look for in pizza when you go to a location and order one. First of all, those little dark black spots, if you will, look like burnt parts. That's what you want to see, not what you don't want to see. So when it's cooked in a very hot oven like this, it gets those blister marks or the black part of it is good. And what happens is the taste is nice. Because it cooks quick and their combination of flour that they import from Italy, in fact, they import it from Naples, Italy. And I'll tell you a little bit more. We've got to go to a break. But when we come back, I want to give you some information about the things that they import from Italy to Las Vegas to give you the most competent and complete taste like the original in Naples. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet when we return right here at Settobello in Village Square, Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Picture yourself and your loved one saying, "I do," with a stunning sunset behind you and the sound of the waves gently lapping the shore. We can make that dream wedding come true. Ka'anapali Beach Hotel offers oceanfront and ocean view venues for a perfect backdrop to all your wedding memories. Choose from our wedding and vow renewal packages, or let us customize a ceremony just for you. Call 661-0011 or visit ka'anapaliweddings.com and let us help you create that once-in-a-lifetime occasion.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante to see memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. The Art of the Great Masters in an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old, Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, the romance of Romeo and Juliet. Find our mystical Room of the Moon, and don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand-stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, and make all of our sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. Pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flowing in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, all you can eat, just $21.95. And Angelo's and Vinci's has been named the best Italian restaurant in Orange County 2 years in a row, and our owner has been named Restaurateur of the Year. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 714-879-4022 or angelosandvincis.com.
Destination, South Point. 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, racebooks, sportsbooks, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates? Unbeatable. The South Point, Las Vegas. Book now. Online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point, Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
Still got those annoying critters? I'm talking bees and fleas, spiders, ants, roaches, bed bugs, and those disgusting rodents. Have you made that call to Dewey Pest Control yet? What's holding you back? Get rid of them, and I mean right now. When the heat brings them out, it's time to call Dewey, because Dewey knocks them down and keeps them out. Dewey's an 89-year Heritage California family business with 32 offices statewide. Think you got those 24/7 wood-munching termites chewing up your house? Call Dewey right now for their free inspection. And all this month, get $89 off with a regular maintenance program. Call 800-209-0900. That's 800-209-0900. Just one call to Dewey does it all. 800-209-0900. Or get your free inspection online at DeweyRadio.com. That's Dewey, D-E-W-E-Y, DeweyRadio.com.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here at Setabello in the Village Square in Las Vegas. And before we went to the break, I started talking about some of the ingredients that go into making a pizza. We know about flour, but you don't know too much about what kind of flour. And the uniqueness is, here at Setabello, is they import the flour from Naples, Italy. That, folks, is about as original as you can possibly get. And that's not like most pizza places here. They use all-purpose flour, which is absolutely not the right stuff. We could go into flours and so on, which I don't want to do this evening, but sometime maybe I will go into the different types of flour that you can buy. But in addition to flour, the prosciutto cotto, prosciutto, you know, is a little bit of meat, comes to us from Italy also, from Parma. That's where they get it when they made it in Naples, and that's where they get it for our customers here at Setabello. And the tomato And if you've listened to Wines du Jour in the past, you know that I recommend that the tomatoes that you buy, not we're not talking about fresh tomato, we're talking about canned tomatoes, always be San Marzano. San Marzano is the type of tomato. It's the brand and also the type of tomato. And it comes to us from Napoli, Napoli, Italy. And that's what they use here for the tomato. Let me just tell you that San Marzano tomatoes has a taste that no other tomato in the whole world has. There is no question about it. You can put them side by side with about anything else, and you're going to throw the rest of them out and keep the San Marzano. It is that definitely different and tasty. And it's available. It's not like it's not. It's all grown in the southern part of Italy, incidentally, and then nowhere else that has the taste. Now, that doesn't mean that some Americans haven't planted San Marzano species in their fields here in America, and I have to tell you, they do not taste the same. No way at all. Okay. Prosciutto crudo comes from Parma. Parmesan cheese comes from Modena or Modena. It depends on what part of the country you're from. And then we do have some things that they make and use in their pizza here that comes from America. And that would be the pancetta and salumi, or salami if you are speaking English. comes to us here at Settebello from Washington, Seattle, Washington, more specifically. The salami itself, which is a very unique thing, and I have to tell you, salami is, there's a whole lot of different tastes in salami. It's not the salami you buy in a grocery store by any stretch of the imagination. And it comes from Berkeley, California. And then the salami also comes in two different places, from Berkeley, California, and also from Seattle, Washington. It's amazing how the difference is. But in Seattle, Washington, there's a chef here in America that everybody knows. He's kind of gotten in trouble here recently. I'm not going to mention his name, but he's kind of chubby. He's a nice Italian boy, comes from Seattle, Washington, and his father is the man that they buy all this stuff from. He has a business in Seattle and has had it for about 35 years, I think. And they get their salami and salumi, if you will, from him because it's the best you can taste. I'm telling you, when you taste it, if you do it side by side with the typical stuff you might buy in the grocery store, there's no question in your mind what you're going to do. You're going to do the one from Seattle. Okay. Pizza, as I mentioned, originated in Naples, Italy. And here in at Settebello, they have imported a beautiful copper pizza oven that actually gets up to about 1,050 to 1,100 degrees, which is hotter than about anything you can imagine, and certainly hotter than the other pizza places by far. And the reason that that's a good thing is the quicker that the pizza is cooked, the better. And here, as I mentioned earlier, and I'll mention it one more time, it takes about a minute to a minute and a half to cook a pizza here. And let me tell you, it's perfect. The taste is good. The flavor is great. It's also very supple, if you will. Easy to chew. It has a little chew to it. And a little chew is an important thing that you should have with your pizza, in case you didn't know. It shouldn't just fall apart. It should be a little bit on the chewy side. Not in a negative way, but in a very, very positive way. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about some of the wines that were featured this evening. The first wine that we had, and we're just finishing it up, going to wine number two, but the first one we had is what they call Rabble Red Blend. Comes to us, as we mentioned earlier, from Paso Robles, when we were talking with Jeremy Lefford, I'm sorry. And it is a blend. It's 90% Merlot, 8% Cabernet Sauvignon, and 2% Petit Syrah. Going on now to the second wine, which is what we're tasting right now with the pizza, and I'll talk about that in a second. But the wine that we're tasting now is a 2016 also. In fact, all three wines this evening are 2016, just so you know. And it's called Tooth and Nail. That is the brand, Tooth & Nail. Come to us from Paso Robles, California. And they call this particular blend the Possessor. And that works out well. It has 70% Cabernet Sauvignon, 23% Merlot, and 7% Petite Syrah. It has a nice little black and cherry, cassis, caramel, oak taste to it. Some vanilla, of course, which means it was aged in oak. And it's a little bit on the tart side, which is not so bad at all when you're pairing it with pizza. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about pizza and wine. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. What happened to summer? You turn around and it's gone. So what do you do? Solution. Either stop turning around or head on over to Columbo's and enjoy the most delicious steaks imaginable. Seafood that brings awe and wonderment to your happy little taste buds. Columbo family Italian recipe so special, they're kept under lock and key at an undisclosed and secure location. Jazz every night and the world's greatest meatballs. Need I say more? Oh, but I will. Enjoy the summer and head on over to Columbo's Italian Steakhouse. Good time central. Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mangia.
Welcome back. I want to mention a little bit more detail about this Rabble Red blend that we had to start with, our very first wine. And then I want to talk a little more about number two, which is what we're finishing up as we speak. And I want to tell you a little bit about the first one. People ask all the time, what's the percentage of alcohol? And we don't do that because we're worried about the alcohol, but what we do worry about is the higher the percentage of alcohol, the less it pairs with food. And I can tell you all three of these wines this evening are less than 15%, which is kind of the critical number if you're looking for one that may not be compatible. And the first one is 14.5. It retails for about $18 a bottle. Very, very nice. Butternut squash, a little smoky mozzarella, some woods, a little sausage, a little caramelized onion, basil, and olive oil is what we had to go along with it. The percentage and blend of varietals that are in that wine itself is 90% Merlot, 8% Cabernet Sauvignon, and 2% Petite Syrah. Okay? So now let's go to wine number two, which is 14.6% alcohol, which is very good. And it retails for $34.99. It's an outstanding tasting wine. That's what we're drinking right as we speak. I think you can tell the difference between our first one and the second one by a long shot. This is also 2016. And it's called Tooth and Nail. That's the name of the winery. And The Possessor is the name of this particular combination. And that combination is 70% Cabernet Sauvignon, 23% Merlot, and 7% Petite Syrah. Black cherry, a little cassis, some caramel, a little bit of oak, some nice vanilla, which means it was aged in oak. That's where the vanilla comes from. You know that vanilla doesn't come from grapes. Vanilla comes from oak, and that's how you get the vanilla flavor in your wine, is to have it age in oak. And it's a little bit on the tart side, which I think goes really, really well with the pizza that they served with this. Diavola is what they call the pizza that they served with this. And it's kind of a little bit of salami, some red bell pepper, a little garlic, mozzarella, a little crushed tomato. That's the San Marzano, of course. A little bit of basil. And some extra virgin olive oil. That's what we had on the pizza. And let me tell you, that and this wine were just, I think, perfect together. And we're going to be ready for number three here shortly, where I can just tell you that number three, the food that they're going to bring out for you to taste on the pizza is a combination of one of my favorite Italian meats, and that's called prosciutto. So prosciutto, a little bit of mushroomy rooms, some artichoke hearts, some Kalamata olives, some of the San Marzano tomatoes, of course, some mozzarella, a little basil, a little bit of olive oil, all blended together on this pizza. And boy, what a great taste to go along with this, what they call the Moss Fire Ranch. That's the name of the ranch in the Central California area where these grapes are grown. And Rabble is the winery, as I mentioned before. And it is Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, this is located, like the other two wineries this evening, in the Paso Robles area. And Paso Robles, again, is about halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, about halfway down the coast, the area called Paso Robles. It's a beautiful, beautiful area. If you haven't been there before, try to make sure that you can do that. Santa Ana is a little town there. If you want to fly into it, you can fly into Santa Ana and get a little transportation from there to travel all around, rent a car, whatever the case may be. That's what we're going to do in October when I take about 10 people from the Las Vegas area over to the Paso Robles area. We're going to fly into Santa Ana. We have a van that's going to pick us up, and we're going to go through about 12 different wineries over 3 days. The idea of going for a tasting in a wine area is not to drink as much wine as you can, and it's not to go as many wineries as you can. My suggestion is you only worry about four wines, and one trip to a winery is plenty, not six or eight, but four. So if you spend 3 hours and go to four wineries, you're just about right on. You don't have to worry about taking a nap or worrying about walking, or certainly not about driving or any of that sort of thing. But you've had an opportunity to truly taste the wines, each and every one of them, of the four that you had. So that's my suggestion when you go to the wine country, is not to try to set a record, but to try to taste the wines and not to try too many at one particular day. So my suggestion, again, is about four each day. That's perfect. And so what you should do is to be a little more selective about the wineries. Just because it's next door to the one you just left doesn't mean you need to go in and try all their wines, too. Next thing you know, after about the second or third winery, you won't have a clue what you're tasting, or where you're going, and hopefully you have it.
Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante to see memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. The Art of the Great Masters in an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old, Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, the romance of Romeo and Juliet. Find our mystical Room of the Moon, and don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand-stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, and make all of our sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. Pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flowing in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, all you can eat, just $21.95. And Angelo's and Vinci's has been named the best Italian restaurant in Orange County 2 years in a row, and our owner has been named Restaurateur of the Year. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 714-879-4022 or angelosandvincis.com.
Okay, welcome back. I'm sorry we had a little technical difficulty. That's not a problem whatsoever. We have that periodically, and that happens. That's what live radio is all about. We're talking to you from Set the Bello, which is a beautiful place that you can buy pizza and other things. They have a beautiful menu, actually. They have an entire bar. You can go sit down in the bar by itself and enjoy yourself if you want to do that. But the food here is very, very good. Service is excellent. And the prices are certainly right. And that's a good thing. So it's Set the Bello. That's in Village Square Shopping Center here in Las Vegas on West Sahara, in case you're driving around or live here. I have to tell you that the Moss Fire Ranch the third wine that we're tasting is the Cabernet Sauvignon. Comes to us also, as the other two wines do, from Paso Robles, California. And again, all three wines this evening are 2016. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the uniqueness of this Moss Fire Ranch. It has a minty flavor to it, which the other wines did not this evening. Not that that's bad, but it's definitely distinctive, along with a little bit of ginger. So mint and ginger, a little bit of currant, some black tart, a little cedar, spicy, and a little supple, if you will, tannins. I like the tannin factor here because it helps. When you swallow the wine, it kind of heats up your throat, not in a negative way, in a positive way. So the taste is there, but the aftertaste also happens at the same time. So that's a good thing. That's, to me, that's a sign of a good wine. And our wines this evening comes to us from a gentleman, Jeremy Leffert, that we talked with on air for a while. He has two different businesses in the area that he's located in California. That's Rebel Wine. I'm sorry, Rabble Wine Companies. That's Rabble, not Rebel. And Tooth and Nail Winery, which is a pretty unique name. I like the concept, but the wines are really very good. All of them come to us from the Paso Robles area. And again, that's about halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, halfway down the coast. In fact, if you know where Hearst Castle is, you go about 3 miles south of Hearst Castle and go east from there, and you're going to be right in the middle of Paso Robles, California. A beautiful area, nice and warm in the summertime. The sunshine is very good. One of the good things about it is that it helps the grapes grow very, very well. A lot of Cabernet Sauvignon, because it's warm, you know that the hotter the temperatures, generally the thicker the skin on the grapes. And that's one of the things that Cabernet likes. You wouldn't do this so much with Sauvignon Blanc or Viognier or some of the other different varietals. They don't care for the heat. But Paso Robles is an area good for red grapes, in particular Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot. And that's where most of the wineries that are located here, and I think there's over 150 wineries in the Paso Robles area. That's a lot. But they all make pretty good wines. Some of them are large and some of them aren't so large in terms of how many bottles that they produce per year. You know, a small winery might do 500 cases a year. That's about as minimum as you can possibly get. The average winery is probably around 5,000 cases a year. And then some of the larger wineries, you know, like the Gallo family and so on, they do maybe a million and a half cases a year. So that's a whole different program altogether. The taste and flavor is also much different. So when you have an opportunity to taste wines from a small winery, don't pass it up. The chances are you'll discover something that you didn't really know about in the past in terms of flavor and taste with that particular varietal. I want to thank you for listening to Wines is Your Food and Wine Show here at the Septabello Restaurant in Village Square. You can listen to us each and every week at this very same time on this very same station. Or you can go to my website, leskincaid.com.